The Department of Defense is testing a new technology for funerals. It's a digital bugle to play taps. Commentator Jo Ellen Easton has played taps at military funerals, and she hopes the Defense Department's experiment isn't too successful.
The U.S. military has a practical problem. Around 1,800 veterans die every day, and each has a right to a military funeral where taps is traditionally played. But there are only 500 military buglers in active service. Currently, if a live bugler isn't available, the only alternative is a recorded version played over a PA system. So the Department of Defense is testing a new digital bugle. It's a small device shaped like a trumpet mute that fits inside the bell of a real bugle. To play taps, a serviceman or woman presses the play button and has 5 seconds to then raise the horn to the lips, look dignified, and pretend to play. Here's how it sounds. I'm not a military bugler, but I played the trumpet for a number of years. Back in high school, the local National Guard called on me occasionally to play taps for ceremonies and funerals. Standing on a small hill or under a tree a short distance away from the service, I would soak up what was happening around me. Breeze on my neck, words spoken, emotions swirling, and then I'd raise my trumpet to my lips and play taps. The last note would hang in the air. A man from the VFW, clasping his cap to his breast, would look at me and nod, "Thank you." It was an honor to participate on these occasions. So when I first heard about this new digital bugle thing, I was curious, but skeptical. It's certainly technically better than that recording you just heard of me playing, but if it's your dad's funeral, you'd still know that his taps wasn't just for him. I wanted to find out a little more about what that could mean for families, so I spoke with Mark Ward, Senior Policy Advisor for Casualty, Mortuary, and Funeral Honors for the Department of Defense. He emphasized that this digital bugle will never be used at a service without the knowledge of the family. It's only to be used as a replacement for a recording played over a PA, and will most definitely not replace live buglers, when they're available. The way I see it, this is an issue of recruitment. The military needs more living buglers, and not just those in uniform. Cultivate the talent pool. I say to the Department of Defense, don't let the ease and image of this cool invention keep you from attending local football games and community band concerts and hand-picking the best trumpeters you hear. Go to band bake sales and car washes. Now, I realize this may seem like a bit of a fuss over not so big a thing. Taps is just a simple song, hastily written by a Civil War general and one of his buglers. But its simplicity and beauty lay the musician bare, in the moment. It would be a shame if such a beautiful tradition was supplanted by the convenience of technology. Let musicians know that they can be of service to their nation.
Jo Ellen Easton is a producer for the Culture Desk at member station WGBH in Boston.